Next, we find ourselves in the narthex. The narthex is a transitional space from the secular world outside to the interior holy church on the inside. There are two rather prominent works of art high in the rafters here in the narthex. Over the exterior doors, you see a mosaic with thousands of pieces of stone tessera. These are pieces of stone about the size of sugar cubes, and they're used to form this beautiful mosaic of the Lamb of God, and some of them are gilded. This mosaic was created by a parishioner here at Our Lady of the Mountains. And the Lamb of God is a symbol that comes to us from the Johannine scriptures, the book of Revelation, where the Lamb of God is a symbol of the Paschal Lamb, the Passover Lamb, the victorious Lamb who has been sacrificed, but who has risen from the dead. Over the interior door going into the church, you will find where the high cross will be. It's a Celtic style cross. It's hand carved in wood, and it has four missionary saints that are part of the four edges of the cross, and they represent missionaries or evangelical missionaries from the Dark Ages, part of the Celtic or Irish saints, and they were remarkable people who would go to remote places with basically a handful of books and begin to preach the gospel. And sometimes they would carve a stone cross, and that would be where they would begin to preach. And in time, they might build a church. But it began usually at a high cross, a stone cross, where they would preach. And so this commemorates that period of time in our history. And the four saints are... At the bottom, you see Finian of Clonard, who was the master teacher of the saints. He died in the year 549. Then you see on the left hand, St. Aidan, who was from the island of Iona, but he went and founded the holy island of Lindisfarne and became the evangelist or the man who evangelized Northumbria and the English there. And on the top, you'll see St. Columba, who was the founder of Iona Island, and he was the man who was the apostle to the Scots. And he's the reason we have, for example, the Book of Kells. He's a really famous fellow, and he died in the year 597. And then on the right hand, you see St. Dalin, who was a blind poet, and he's the man who gives us a beautiful hymn called Be Thou My Vision, and he died in the year 598. Also, in the narthex, you'll see the two garden windows. These are stained glass windows by our studio in Philadelphia, and there are hundreds of pieces of glass that are put together there in by our studio in Philly. These are all custom glass. Everything that you see throughout our parish church is custom glass created for us. We call these the garden windows because they are two scenes that occur in the life of our Lord in a garden. On the east, you see the Easter window where Mary Magdalene encounters the risen Lord. There are beautiful dogwood blossoms that are an homage to our North Georgia setting. And there's a bit of the Easter sequence of just a beautiful, beautiful text that we sing during the octave of Easter. And this remarkable window is the window that gets the Easter morning light. So when we come in on Easter morning, this light is brilliantly illuminated. This window is brilliantly illuminated. On the western side of the narthex, you see the Agony of the Garden, and this is the Garden of Gethsemane. Here, our Lord goes on Holy Thursday to pray before he is arrested, and it's a very sobering window, and it faces the western light, and so when we come to Mass on Holy Thursday, we see the light coming through this window. And it reminds us of his agony. And here we have the Philippians hymn, part of the Philippians hymn, There are two hymns, the Philippians hymn on this side, and then the sequence from Easter on the other side. There are two plaques that you'll notice in the narthex. They are important for you to read if you want to know a little bit about our history. One is the prehistory of the parish, and it gives sort of the history from the middle of the 19th century up till the mid to late 20th century history, before this parish mission was founded. Then the other plaque is really about this mission and the place that you're in today. We invite you to enjoy looking at the art, the beautiful art here, and maybe get some information about the parish, and read over the historical plaques. And when you're ready, you can bless yourself at the Holy Water Font and go deeper into the church. And we'll talk a little bit about the rest of the church when you're inside there. I should point out, before we go in, that this little piece of white Georgia marble in the Holy Water Font is the only piece of Georgia marble you'll see in our parish, which is ironic because we are in the marble capital of Georgia, and yet our parish church has just this little bit of marble on the inside of our church. Anyway, welcome, and we'll talk to you when you get inside.